The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Greetings, good afternoon, welcome to the Friday program, The Present Truth, another week. We're already into March. Time is flying. I'm going to begin with everybody else is discussing the State of the Union. And I do have a couple of things to say about it. Russia, you know, they are watching everything that takes place here in this company, in this country, this company. And this company is evil, or country. Out of the embassy, here was a remark. The darkest, most un-American speech given by a president. And then Donald Trump, his assessment was, he was angry, mentally disturbed, and misrepresenting a lot of the facts concerning almost every subject he discussed. But he got through it. He is still breathing. They didn't have to carry him out on in a straitjacket. Other than that, I think he did a terrible job. Quote Donald Trump. And then Dmitry Medvedev, he's the head of the Security Council. He's a deputy in Russia. He said, in the State of the Union address, Biden compared himself with Franklin Delano Roosevelt, even though the 32nd president was an infirm man in a wheelchair. He raised America from the Depression, while Biden is mad, mentally disabled individual who set his mind on dragging humanity to hell. Roosevelt fought for peace together with allies, including the USSR, while Biden is actively and persistently trying to start World War III. Very interesting. And in the Russian news, they stated that just last week, there were 2,860 Ukrainian soldiers, cannon fodder, that were killed. So, and then Tucker Carlson, his response was this, quote, that was possibly the darkest, most un-American speech ever given by an American president. Biden is a cruel and vicious demagogue. Biden quickly explained that his top priority has nothing to do with America and was related to spending billions more to sending more to Ukraine. There is lie after lie. Ukrainian can stop Russia. No, it can't. This has been going on for over 2 years. NATO is stronger than ever. No, it's not. This is crazy talk. And then I'm just going to conclude with the Biden address. This was the United States Army Colonel Douglas MacGregor. The current administration claims the gross domestic product is booming. That our gross domestic product is booming. but much of it comes from government spending and employment. The government share of gross domestic product in the United States today is 42%, including federal, state, and local spending. This outrageous share is similar to what it was in Soviet Union in the late 1980s before the collapse. As a nation, we are in trouble. Everyone knows it. People don't want to talk about it. People don't want to admit it. People want to hide from the truth. But you can't. Truth will catch you. Just like truth is like death on a positive side, but positive. Death eventually catches everyone. Truth is the same way. Truth eventually rules. Truth will rule. Then, there's the Jolly Green Giant. I call him the Jolly Green Giant. John Kerry. He made this comment. He said that if Russia wanted to show good faith, they could go out and announce that their reductions are going to be and make a greater effort to reduce emissions now. Maybe that would open up the door for people to feel better about what Russia is choosing to do at this point in time. What he's referring to, Russia's industry building weapons to protect itself from American aggression, and from John Kerry, the Jolly Green Giant's focus on the environmental issues, gases, which is the way that they are going to destroy the Earth. It's not going to be through Russia's industry building weapons for protecting itself. No. And also last night, many people are going to find out about this. They probably don't know about it yet. But after the address, when Biden was walking through the crowd, he made a comment. And it was overheard by the independent news outlet, news network. And here's what Biden stated. Speaking about Benjamin Netanyahu, apparently when one of the recent visits that Joe Biden had with Benjamin Netanyahu, here's what Biden told him. He's a big man, Biden. He's a big man. He said, quote, "I told him, Bibi," and don't repeat this. He was saying this to the people he was talking to. Don't repeat this. But he says, quote, "You and I are going to have a come to Jesus meeting." Well, Joe Biden is going to have a come to Jesus meeting much before Netanyahu will.
This is Tammy Cuthbert-Garcia with Naturally Inspired Radio. Tune in Monday through Thursday at 3 p.m. for the latest in natural health news. Get real solutions for healthy living and hear from our inspiring guests that are leading the way in health and freedom.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
A lot of radio stations can boast about having 2, 3, even 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is that their average listener only listens for 4 minutes. And if they're listening to music, they're constantly changing the channel. Same old boring commentary. Or as soon as a commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have some of the longest continuous listener minutes in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial as soon as a commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss 1 second of their favorite programs. Advertise with AM 1360 KHNC and have your message heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We have the best rates in Colorado, so call us at 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed we're out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road.
The world is a rider on a coming storm. And this is, we are like 1 day away from Ramadan, the Islam's holy month. Well, this is not going to be a holy month. Ramadan actually means jihad. And I was listening to reports out of the Middle East, and the Jewish people at Ramadan every year, they try to have the security in Jerusalem around the Temple Mount to hopefully keep the keep some form of peace, but generally it turns into conflict. Well, the Hamas has basically asked the jihadist brothers internationally to make it known to the world that Israel must be punished for its supposed genocide in Gaza. The genocide, actually, the starvation is being caused by Hamas. Any supplies that end up in Gaza, the Gaza Strip from the south or the east, ends up in terrorist hands. There won't be a peaceful Ramadan this year. Hamas is calling for the jihadist brothers internationally to make it known that the jihadists, those in Islam, the extreme terrorists, are going to strike back. They're going to unleash hell. I don't know if that's the way you would want to phrase it. But already, the security forces in the Nation of Israel, IDF, they're preparing for a violent Ramadan. The war has expanded into the West Bank. It is beginning to intensify. It's not you won't be able to stop it. There's only one way to control the terrorists in Gaza, in West Bank, Syria, Lebanon, Jordan. That is to go to war with them as they attack, neutralize them. King Abdullah of Jordan is having a very difficult time in the nation of Jordan presently. There are groups, there are Hamas / terrorist groups that are beginning to push for Jordan to attack Israel to assist the Hamas fighters in the Gaza. And Jordan is doing what is possible to keep these people, to control them, to keep them from terrorist activity. It's not going to work. You can't control them. They won't be controlled. All the Arab world has had a problem with Hamas for the last 20 plus years. You're not going to control these people. The hatred that they have for the people of Israel, the citizens in Israel, and the Jewish and Israel itself goes too deep. America and Biden making this comment about Netanyahu, how they're going to have a come to Jesus movement, a moment. There's going to be a come to Jesus moment for Joe Biden before long. They can't pump him full of drugs any longer. His body's not going to handle it. No matter what they do, eventually something is going to give out. His mind is already going. His heart, liver, kidney, drugs are drugs. They have an effect on the organs. The come to Jesus moment is approaching for many of the wicked people in the world, the evil people. You know a tree by its fruit. An evil tree brings forth evil fruit. With the holy day, the holy month of Ramadan, one day away, and I know that already these jihad terrorists, they work independently, and you can't control them. And now there's talk that that Hezbollah wasn't notified about Hamas's planned attack in southern Israel. This is the new narrative. Well, nothing happens in the terrorist world without the other terrorist brothers knowing what's happening. So for the press to come out now and say that Hezbollah really wasn't brought into the loop, brought into the conversations, into the plans of Gaza attacking Israel, I don't buy it. They know what they all know what they're up to. They talk. They're like a football team. Every player has got a part to play, a position, and has to take care of that. Like in football, you have assignments, and everyone knows when the play is going to begin. Hamas knew October 7th was the day, and it was one of Israel's feast days. Hezbollah, ISIS, ISIL, Daesh, the Houthis, everyone knew what was happening in the terrorist world. The terrorist team was fully aware of what was going to happen. It wasn't hidden from them. America knew. Israel knew. Russia knew. But God knew also. Psalm 83, a regional war. Psalm 83 describes a regional war at the end of the world when Israel becomes a nation again in the decade before Christ returns. It takes place within a 10-year period before Christ returns. Now, with Hamas, there is this Yahya Sinwar. He's the head of the operations for Hamas. He's disappeared for the last 3 weeks. And I can tell you why he's disappeared. Because if the people in the citizens in Gaza find him, they don't need Israel to assassinate him or his family. These citizens, these people that are suffering because of the terrorists, they know that they are victims. They are being used. They will take Sinwar out themselves. They don't need the Israeli army to assassinate him. And the Hamas terrorists won't be able to protect him. He is a man that is going to have a come to Jesus moment very soon. And the thing about Sinwar is he is so demonic, so devilish, like one of the Muslim, ex-Muslim individuals that was on one of the programs I watched last night. He stated, I wish I had written his name down. I want to give him the credit. He stated that Sinwar will not fall upon his own sword. This is very insightful. In other words, the man is so demonic that he will allow the destruction of every single Arab individual, man, woman, and child, the elderly, in Gaza. He'll allow them to die, to be destroyed, to suffer before he falls on his own sword. He doesn't care. And the Arab people in the Gaza Strip, they now, truth has finally reached them. Truth is now evident. Sinwar, Hamas have never cared about the civilians, the people in that strip. It's all about their purpose, their objective, not about giving these people a state, a place to live that would be secure in. It is about giving these people, using them as bait in their campaign to destroy the nation of Israel. That's what this is about. Sinwar, according to this individual, will not fall upon his sword. And within the strip now, in the refugee camps, you have another evil. You have the young men, the young people, who now have begun to form gangs in different parts of the Gaza Strip, to the north, the central, the south, in all of the different camps. When the supplies come in, food, whatever they need, medical supplies, these people are the ones now who are the ones who are going to control everything. And They're not going to give a bag of flour away to an older lady without her giving them something in return. She's going to have jewelry, money, whatever. A new form of gang violence is taking place inside the camps. And it's the young people, the young men. So, Israel is continuing its operation in Rafah, will not stop. But in the meantime, in a roundabout way, Israel has some help. These young, uncontrollable men in these camps, they are killing people, theft. It's uncontrollable. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. October 7th, Hamas sowed evil, and they're reaping destruction.
Have you memorized every public restroom on your way to work? Sat through too many meetings with horrible stomach pain? Is no energy your new normal? It's time to spill your guts. Urgent diarrhea, chronic stomach pain, and extreme fatigue can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself. Get help today at spillyourguts.org. That's spillyourguts.org.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
We'll be right back.
The next segment won't be for the faint of heart. This is out of the ChristianPost.com yesterday, 2 days ago actually. Satanic temple threatens to sue if schools bar its leaders from chaplain program in Florida. Two bills recently introduced in the Florida legislature that would allow volunteer chaplains to provide counseling services in public schools have prompted the Satanic Temple to threaten legal action if its members are barred from participating. Senate Bill 1044 and its companion House Bill 931 already passed the Florida House of Representatives last month. It would also mandate that principals and schools with volunteer chaplains tell parents about it and offer them a list of the volunteers, all of whom will be subject to a background check. Parents will be allowed to choose from the list of chaplains and allow their children to receive counseling with written permission, though representatives from the Satanic Temple have expressed a desire for their chaplains to be included in such offerings. Quote, any opportunity that exists for ministers or chaplains in the public sector must not discriminate based on religious affiliation. Panumiu Grigori, who serves as the Satanic Temple's director of ministry, told Tallahassee Democrat, our ministers look forward to participating in opportunities to do good in the community, including the opportunities created by this bill, right alongside the clergy of other religions. Lucifer Greaves. Why? Why does Lucifer grieve? Because Lucifer is going to have a come to Jesus moment in about 1,000 years. But before that, he's going to have a come to Jesus moment, and he's going to be cast into the bottomless pit for 1,000 years. Then after the 1,000 years is over, he's going to be thrown into the lake of fire. So Lucian Greaves, co-founder of the Satanic Temple, spoke out against what he described as the legislation's attempt to allow a backdoor for religious instruction and proselytizing evangelism in Florida's public schools, according to Fox News Digital. In an effort to dismiss concerns about bringing religious viewpoints into schools, advocates for chaplain bills have a scripted response that insists their interest is merely providing additional emotional support for potentially troubled youth, Greaves told the outlet. Well, let's see. We have an option here. We have an option of having the Prince of Peace, who offers eternal life, be involved in the instruction and the these young children having good counseling. Then you have the counselors that would counsel these children via the Prince of Darkness, who offers eternal torment. So there's a decision to be made. Greaves also said school districts can expect legal action if satanic priests are prohibited from participating in the chaplain program, which would go into effect on July 1st, and largely be left for individual districts to govern, according to local Fox 35. Florida State Senator Aaron Grawl, a Republican who represents Vero Beach, did not immediately respond to the Christian Post request for comment, but she said she's concerned about the potential of satanic priests taking advantage of the legislation she sponsored. And I will remind this audience, I've discussed this for the last 5 years that I've been on the station, that the end in 1999, the satanic Satanists issued a statement I wish I could find the exact copy of that, that this new century would be a satanic century. And they have stated that the century that we were in, that we are in presently, will be their century. And they have, from the first day of this century, they have moved step by step, like a worm crawling across a hot sidewalk, little inch, quarter of an inch by quarter of an inch by quarter of an inch, to bring about a satanic America. I want to tell you the truth. They will succeed. America will become a nation of Satanists. We already are. They are hidden. They're not totally out in the open yet. We do have evidence. You know, if you have a mouse in the house, you'll find the droppings. You'll know that there is a mouse somewhere. You may not see it, but you have evidence that it's there. Well, we have evidence everywhere. In this government, at the top levels, in the United States, in Washington, D.C., the city of Seven Hills, and these Seven Hills go directly to hell. There are those in that are in the Jesuits. They're in Skull and Bones, like the Bushes, George and Junior, George Senior and Junior. There are those in the Illuminati, like Bill and Hillary. Hillary is much more powerful in the occult than Bill. Then you have Barry Satoru, a.k.a. His Muslim name, Barack Obama, who is Freemason out in the open. And on top of that, his mother-in-law, Michael's mother, was involved in some form of witchcraft, I think, from Haiti, somewhere in that area. These people that rule in this nation are involved in the occult. Then those in the CIA, in the Defense Department, that are Nazis. And let's face it, the truth is, there's Nazism. Nazism is alive and well in the United States of America. Nazism is in itself a very powerful religion. Very powerful. Ancient Aryan religion. More powerful than the voodoo of Africa or Santeria of Haiti. You're listening to The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. These podcasts are on 1360KHNC.com. We are in a satanic century. I'll be back
today. Hi, folks. Joe Jaquin here from the Half Empty Cup of Joe Show. Are you worried about investing in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Do you really trust this economy? What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed? A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily. You're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose. And get this, there's absolutely no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. You can earn a fixed rate of return that's up to 10.25%. Just call 888-YREFI24 or go to investyrefi.com and tell them Joe sent you.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Inform Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom, the count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1.
It's difficult to know the truth, but the truth rules. The truth is more powerful than death. And the people of this country, you don't know what's coming. They don't know what's coming. What is coming is the most evil ever in the history of this country. And it's, I just read to you from the black and the white. This is what's happening in Florida. And I'll tell you what, these people in that other world, in that other dimension, they will be successful. There's nothing we can do to stop it. This is what's coming to this station. Coming to this nation and to this station. And I was going to say, for the people in these secret societies that serve Lucifer, you have hope. And it's through a person by the name of Jesus Christ. And for the Jewish people that are listening to the program that are not believers, that don't believe in Jesus Christ, that are in secret societies, there is someone that will help you and give you eternal life and forgive you of your sins. This is Yeshua HaMashiach. He is Jesus the Christ, or Yeshua, the Savior, the Messiah. That's what's coming. This is what's coming to this country. So we have Ramadan is coming. And there is going to be, I don't know what's coming to Israel, but I do know that the month of Ramadan is the month of jihad. And in Moscow, I was reading an article. The state is telling the people to avoid big crowds because the Islamic terrorists in a certain faction that have been at war with Russia are planning some type of mass genocide in Russia. So Russia is warning the people, don't go to areas where there are going to be large crowds. I would say it's a good thing the Super Bowl is over. And I don't think I'd want to go to even maybe a Taylor Swift. You shouldn't be going to her, see her anyhow. She's involved in the occult. She was supposedly a Christian who has converted to witchcraft. I'm not so sure she was ever a Christian. But from what I see in her concerts, it's definitely not holy. It's not wholesome. You can have groups performing, country western, etc., that are great entertainment. But when it slips over to the dark side, that's where you have to draw the line. So this is what's coming to this country. Now, presently, there is one thing that is kind of keeping things at bay. It is the voters of the country. It is the MAGA people, the conservative people, the Christian people. They are holding back the flood that's coming. They're having a hard time keeping what is coming completely contained, but they are, it's through the voting process still, through the Constitution, there is still, to a degree, you might say, something holding back this satanic flood that is coming. But eventually, but before I forget, Donald Trump, this tree, which brings forth good fruit, I say, it's my view, is still interfering with the plans of these globalists. Vladimir Putin, Donald Trump's time is coming to an end. And I'm going to say that Vladimir Putin's time is coming to an end. Israel's going to be destroyed. I'm sorry, not Israel. Russia is going to be destroyed. And also, Benjamin Netanyahu will be in place for a while longer. But eventually, Benjamin Netanyahu, when it's time for the globalists within Israel to take their positions after the regional war, that Benjamin will be, or that the prime minister will be successful in, when he's completed this regional war, then the globalists within Israel will come to power. And these globalists are going to bring hardship on the people of Israel like they have never understood. They are going to divorce God, basically. And when they decide to divorce God, then there is going to be hardship in Israel like they have never known. They've known quite a bit of hardship through the years. They're in the land. They're taken into captivity. They come back to their land. The enemies come again, destroy them, take them into captivity. It's a back and forth cycle. Well, they're in a winning cycle presently and a positive sanction cycle. They're receiving positive sanctions. They're going to win these victories. They're going to win the regional war. But then after that, the forces of the West coming from empire are going to flood the nation of Israel with evil like they've never known. And they're going to be punished. And by the time that this is all over, right about the time of Armageddon, they're barely going to exist as a nation, as a people. But their Messiah will come, reveal himself to them, and they will end up being the leaders. And the kingdom to come, the kingdom in the millennial kingdom, like we pray in the Lord's Prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, will occur.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have anybody to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
Hello, friend. I'm Jeremy Sladen, the head coach and founder of the Warrior Mind, Body, and Soul Experience, or Warrior MBS for short. There's a good chance that you're looking to level up with some needed improvements in your physical, mental, or spiritual life, or maybe you need a complete reset in all three. Either way, there has never been a better time for you to make this move, and here's why. Because the world needs you badly right now. Our culture is in full-scale attack mode on what it even means to be a man. Testosterone levels have dropped by 50% since the 1940s, and true masculinity is retreating into these pathetic spaces. Now, all this gender bending has men questioning who they are and how to fulfill their sacred roles in life as fathers, husbands, and community leaders. Warrior MBS is all about unlocking and unleashing these kinds of men.
Go to warriormbs.com to check out the program and set up a live chat with Jeremy today. Again, that's warriormbs.com.
Well, we're just almost done for the week, but before I finish, one more little article. I have stated from the 8th of October of last year, repeatedly through the programs, that though people in this country, Christian people, non-Christians, Democrats, Republicans, MAGA, may not agree and may not like America supporting Israel, but the Bible says that this empire must give Israel what is needed to win this regional war, and then even to protect Israel in the next battle when Russia comes to destroy Israel. I've stated this repeatedly, whether we like it or not. It's in the Bible. Israel will be supported by the United States. This is antiwar.com. The United States has approved 100 arms deals for Israel since October 7th to support the Gaza slaughter. Yeah, the ones who are slaughtering the people in Gaza are the terrorists, Hamas, the jihadists. The Biden administration has secretly approved more than 100 separate foreign military sales to Israel since October 7th to support Israel. It's unclear how many of the sales are being funded by the U.S., but many could be, as Israel receives $3.3 billion in annual foreign military financing, a form of U.S. military aid that gives foreign governments money to purchase U.S. arms. Only two sales have been made public, for the one for $106 million worth of 120-millimeter tank ammunition, and the other $147.5 million in components needed to make the 155-millimeter artillery shells. We've given them billions. And we're going to continue to give them billions. We're going to continue to give them bullets, bombs, missiles, parts for aircraft, parts for tanks, intelligence. We're going to give them technology. We will give them everything that they need to win this regional conflict. There are many Christian people who have a latent anti-Semitism. They believe that because we're Christians, we have received Jesus, and Israel had him crucified. Israel should be punished eternally, and the Christian people we have replaced Israel. Replacement theology. We have not replaced Israel. We are to pray for Israel, support Israel. That's what the Bible says, and Israel is going to win this conflict. That's it for today. May the Prince of Peace bless your evening. May the Prince of Peace bless your weekend. We'll visit on Monday. Let's see what transpires over the weekend. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hi, this is Craig James from Just Informed Talk Radio, and I'm here to tell you about MyKind CBD products. I have been using these products myself, and I can tell you this is the highest quality CBD product I've ever used in my life. MyKind CBD products are 100% THC-free, locally sourced from Colorado hemp farmers, and they're organic. And if you want, you can give them a shot today by going to 1360khnc.com/shop. And when you do, make sure you try out everything from the sunscreen to the lotion, to the salve, to the retinol cream, to the tinctures, to the cocoa, to the coffee, to the tea, everything in between. And make sure you try out the pet products as well. They have pet shampoo and pet tincture. You're not going to be disappointed. These products are white labeled and sold in high-end stores and boutique salons for 2, 3, and 4 times the price you're going to be paying at 1360khnc.com/shop, straight from the manufacturer. So go there and buy your products today, and I know you're going to become a repeat customer just like me.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.